Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hey, Julie.
Hey, Christine Marie.
Does that sound like more energy?
Yes, I was complaining to you just before we went on because I said,
Mom, you sound like so low energy.
So low energy. We better like pump up the volume. Yeah. Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
Well, I've just about had it with this winter.
Yeah, I know.
I've had the flu slash cold slash flu slash cold for, I think it's been since November. But obviously the last 3 or 4 weeks. And I had a run of antibiotics and stuff. So I felt a little better, but I don't know. It just seems to just be hanging on.
Right.
And then you add to that, was it last weekend that we had the snowmageddon?
Yeah.
And we got 16 inches over a few days.
Yeah.
And then we had this glorious sort of warm up where all the snow went
gently,
into the air.
Yeah, gently melted into the air, into the atmosphere. Not, which is great, right?
Yeah, we were.
It didn't turn into this wet. Yeah, it turned into fog, mm-hmm. but it didn't turn into this wet mess, yeah. which is.
But
good.
We were. Everybody was hopeful. Everybody was happy, and then yesterday afternoon we opened the blinds mm-hmm. and looked out, and we had like another 2 inches, and that was not expected.
And so here's your weather underground talk right now. That's what we're doing right now.
Underground weather.
That's that show on Weather Channel. Have you ever watched
it? No, huh?
I don't know how they do it, but the Weather Channel, they're sort of become the MTV of late, which is like at some point MTV just no longer had weather 24/7. It had our videos. Mm-hmm. It used to have videos 24/7. Mm-hmm. Now it just has TV shows, right? And now the Weather Channel, mostly has they like weather 24/7 just isn't good enough unless it's like storm watch or like stormageddon, or like storm warning. And now I don't know when this happened, but now they name winter storms.
Oh,
they
right.
never used to name winter storms.
No.
And so now they name winter storms. And so you're like, well, when can we, I wonder if we'll get to Z before the end of the season,
And it was like, I remember turning it on just like really within the last couple of weeks. And I was like, Storm Dana or something.
Yeah. You know, like, now it's like Storm End. Yeah, now it's like, oh yeah, they just name the storms. No big deal. And you wonder what the parameters are for when a storm gets to be, when a storm turns into a storm that can be named. It's mm-hmm. you're not really a storm until you are allowed to be named. And mm-hmm. then if you're named, you're really a storm.
Now, see, this could help the economy. Mm. You should be able to pay to have a storm named after you.
Oh. And be bidded on, like you bid
in
it.
In the winter of 2018.
Yes.
On February, 13th.
Right.
I had Snowstorm Christine Marie.
Exactly.
Named after me. Just like I got those little pagan babies named after me.
For sure, for sure.
Because you can buy a star in the sky.
Why not a storm?
And you can buy a hole in the moon.
And a crater. Yeah. It would be weird. I mean, you'd want to pick like an early name. Otherwise, because they have to go in alphabetical order.
You mean like caveman names?
No, like you wouldn't want to say, I want to buy a storm name that's going to be like Z.
Oh.
Because you may never get that.
Oh.
So you'd want to pick one that's close to the beginning of the alphabet.
But you don't know that, though. I mean, in the sense that maybe once we start auctioning these off, they don't have to go in order.
Right.
Like the highest bidder gets it.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, and then nothing,
like,
everything.
Like, Mr. Zebediah?
Nothing sacred anymore. Not even our storm. Yeah.
Zebediah
and then
Johnson,
you're going,
he's got the money.
These millionaires have so much money to spend, they're just like, I'll have a storm named after me, or I'll have a storm named after my business. And mm-hmm. it'll be like mm-hmm. Apple or Microsoft.
That's funny.
And then here's Nike Storm. Because then it just becomes, that's
what
it is.
Yeah, like, we'd like them. Apple doesn't need
right. any. Well, what happens is then you think it's such an innocent idea to name a storm and like, oh, let's have it, and then all of a sudden it becomes capitalized, mm-hmm. and then commoditized. If that's a word.
Mm-hmm. And then
you roll your
and
eyes.
Then somebody shoots somebody.
Exactly. And then, what happens is that all of a sudden the only people who can afford to buy a storm name mm-hmm. are the rich people, and the corporations, And then you're just like, oh, should they be allowed to buy it? And then it's like, and then it goes to the Supreme Court. And you're like, yes, corporations should be allowed to name storms whatever they want.
Oh, my God.
So I see the future, and it does not look bright for my friends. It does not look bright.
Well, we traveled down this road before.
Yes.
And then when somebody is running for election or something, we check into their history and we find out that they have bought a storm.
Yes.
And you're like, oh my God. And that storm devastated Puerto Rico. F you.
Yeah, no way. Hey, what do you have against Puerto Rico?
Exactly.
What do you have against Puerto Rico?
Exactly.
And he goes, I named it after my daughter, Maria. Like, really?
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 Yeah.
You didn't know you're going to go into office and then, like, you know, want the... I mean, you could take this as far as you can take it.
I'm taking it, girl.
And it makes me laugh.
I'm
so
taking
much.
It there.
Well, I found it this week as well, because we're going to do a little pop culture right this now, and it kind of ties into the weather. And I don't know if this is true or not. I believe it's true. But I heard that Kylie, I hope this wasn't a joke. I should probably Google it.
Oh, you heard that Kylie named her baby?
Yeah.
And we still don't know if it's boy or girl,
no,
right?
I think it's a girl.
Oh, is it?
I'll have to find out.
Mm-hmm. Shall I say the name?
Yes, please do.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Yes. So why would you choose to name your kid Stormy? I mean, really?
After a porn actress that peed on Trump.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know if she did pee on Trump or not. Allegedly. I'm not sure if it's allegedly.
I'm not even saying that.
You're just, yeah.
I'm just like wishful thinking.
Oh, in your fantasy,
yeah.
That happened.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Number one is okay, but number two would have been better.
Yeah. That would have been. So, if,
please, keep on me. Everybody now name their
kids
Stormy.
We had a choice. So I was out with Doug and his brother last night, you know, and there was actually this movie we could have rented for $6.99 called Poop Talk. And it was just different stories about poop. And
you could have rented it for $7?
Yes. And I thought, yeah, Stormy Webster.
Oh, no. Okay, there's no baby. I'm sure of it now. It was all a joke.
His first child, Stormy Webster. We don't even know if it's a girl or a boy, do we?
Who's his? Travis?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Say that he is the best. Julie, what's that thing called? Oh, auto-tune. He is the best auto-tune singer ever. Now, that's that's something famous,
I don't know. You know what? I was reading Jordan B. Peterson's book, The 12 Rules to Have a Great to Life, you know, From Chaos to Order. I don't know what it was.
But it's a good book.
It's a good book.
Yeah.
Yes. I dare you to read it. But one of the things he talked about.
We will finish it by the end of this year.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. We've got two chapters basically done.
I know.
There's only 12.
I know.
So we're getting there.
We're getting there.
February. And
so
I love the way he talks about it.
10 more months to go.
Yeah, exactly. He has a way with words. And he also, because I listen to him on Joe Rogan so often.
And it ain't very pretty.
No. And because I listen to him on Joe Rogan so often, I hear his voice. And he's got a very, Canadian, interesting voice. I'm trying to do it, but I can't. Mm-mm. It's a little bit higher.
Don't even try.
A little, just interesting. Mm-hmm. And but he uses the word bloody a lot. Bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
Bloody that. Okay. And so when I hear him write the word bloody in his book, I'm like, I always hear him say it in my brain. Mm-hmm. Bloody hell.
Well, here's the thing. I first of all, I do like the book.
Yes,
but here's
too.
What I'm tired of. Okay. Mm-hmm. You got these people that have done content. Now, Jordan's done a boatload of YouTubes.
Yes.
And so
of
at
YouTubes.
Some. Yeah. At some point, somebody said, all you got to do is go to Fiverr, get a transcriber, and you're going to have a book, Jordan.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you're going to have a 2,000-page book.
Yeah.
But you did.
I could use a little editing.
And so we've got a book, but and that really we're reading his where we should be listening to all his YouTube content. But my point is that he's not the only one that's doing that.
No.
Wait a minute. I've got three Netflix comedy specials. surely I can have a New York Times bestseller from that.
And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
So this idea of having,
as long as you got some kind of content,
yes,
some kind of whatever, you got a book.
You got a book.
Yeah.
Just got it's repurposing the same content over and over again.
It's repurposing everything and everything.
And maybe adding a few new sentences or tweaks or
And those are not yours probably. Those are just someone that you hired for $5. At Fiverr.
I don't know if that's true with Jordan B. Peterson.
And I don't know. Also, I don't know what happened with Fiverr when it stopped being $5.
Oh, yeah. It's no longer $5.
It's like 50 Fivers.
Yeah, 55. Or, yeah, 5 Fivers. Yeah. 5 Teners, something like that. Mm-hmm. But what we always go back to this one line that he wrote, and you picked up on it right away, and I had to go back and read it. Mm-hmm. But and it just makes me laugh, this one line. And it talks about his next door neighbor, and he references his next door neighbor as a gifted
amateur
electrician. dang. And I only bring
I'm
this
so
up
gifted.
Because I'm like, so is Kylie's man Travis like the most gifted auto tuner singer user engineer?
I don't know what you call it.
I don't either. Entertainer. I've been born under the right star.
Yeah.
Do you want that kind of?
Because you know how many years I've been wanting an auto-tune microphone?
Yes.
How many Christmases do I every Christmas? Like you go, Mama. Well, because you always give me 12 days of Christmas.
Yes.
Usually they're little bottles of booze.
Yes. This but year it didn't.
This year you did. What did you get me this year? What are some of the things?
I got stuff. Yeah.
But it wasn't booze.
It was like 3 days of Christmas.
Yeah. But every year I go, Julie, I want an auto-tune microphone for Christmas. And every year I wait. Do I ever get it? Oh, no.
For the sanity of our family, I always forget that. It's not intentional. You also, yesterday, you read me out a little bit, or you figured out my devilish plan. Because you said yesterday, you know, Julie, I would call you a lot more if you got me one of those jitterbug phones. Yeah. But you got me this fancy, you know, Moto phone. I can't figure it out. I can barely figure it out. And it's just so confusing.
I just put my finger on it and move it.
And then
I either swipe up,
swipe
down, swipe left. And if none of those things work, I go, F you.
Yeah, F you, Moto.
I don't need to talk to anybody.
That's right.
That's exactly how I feel, though.
Yeah. And I go, yes, that's my devilish plan. You will not be able to call me 24/7. So instead, you just like yell at me, like, Julie, I would be calling you right now, but
I can't.
So I will be yelling at you. Where are you?
It just seems so easy, Julie. How many times have I asked you? Every Christmas, I say I want an auto-tune microphone and a jitterbug.
Well, okay, so what's coming
How
up?
How difficult could it
so
be
we have,
to get me a jitterbug?
No, not difficult at all. So what we do then is this. We have some natural holidays before Christmas that you could, I guess the next one could be St. Patrick's Day, but I don't know. I don't feel like giving you gifts for St. Patrick's Day. Mm-mm. But I guess the next one would be Mother's Day. Yeah. I think that we could pull this off. Mm-hmm. Your son typically makes a phone call and sends you flowers. Mm-hmm. Maybe I could get together with him pre-thought and go, hey, you know, I'll get the jitterbug, you get the auto-tuner, and then Mama's happy. And if Mama's happy, we're all happy.
And the technology. That's
exactly. Well, I think yesterday
pretty
you also...
I'll be calling you on my jitterbug using the auto-tuner.
I'll be like...
And you have to guess.
Yes. Who's this?
Who's this? It's your mama. And so, I don't know what it... But I just want this... I want to be able to auto-tune it.
I think at one time we did get an auto-tuner, didn't we? At one point, didn't we have an auto-tuner?
I always thought that maybe, you know...
Oh, it was Gregory's.
Yeah.
He brought one over when we played
with
it.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Yeah. That would have been fun.
I'm sure he took it over.
Yeah, that's right. He takes all the fun technology stuff and uses it for himself.
Yeah. He always was selfish like that.
That's right. Selfish Craig. He's so talented. I hate him. I was thinking of something and I lost my thought. Mm. But yesterday you were complaining about That everything. You had everything. Well, that is true. We had taken a break from working out.
That's right.
Because of the flu.
The flu.
And then we went, and you were just like, everybody was on your lawn. And you were like, get off my lawn, people. In the general sense.
Oh, in a metaphysical sense?
A metaphoric sense. Yeah.
Oh, metaphoric.
Or metaphysical.
Or metaphysical.
And you need to let everybody know. And I was like,
I'm just channeling my mom at those times. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I do know that.
Yeah. But do you remember when I saw those two little boys? They were being creepy and loud.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, we're passing by two rude boys right now.
Oh, I thought you said, oh, here are two nice boys.
I said rude.
Oh, you said rude. In my mind, I tune you out now. I have an auditor in my ear that only hears positive stuff from my mother.
That's true.
I go, that's what I need.
Well, honestly, though, when we're out in the world, you and I have this, we have this, what we are is Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember Starsky and Hutch? Basically, good cop, bad cop.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Julie always takes good cop.
Yes.
Always. Uh-huh. And that only leaves...
That only leaves the only boy is a bad cop for you.
And I wear it with dignity now.
Well, you... But
because I get tired when I go to McDonald's. Good morning. I'd like a large black coffee and a nice tea. Good morning, sir. Here's my hat for that.
Yeah.
And don't call me sir. Oh, what would you like to be called? Ma'am. Oh, alrighty, ma'am.
I'm a woman a day. Oh, okay. Well, I will just not call you anything then.
Yeah.
Avoid that.
You call me they.
They. No, I'm not going to call you they.
Call me.
I'm not gonna, I just don't.
Us.
I just not. No need to use pronouns.
Call me Abraham. Just call me God. Because I have everything.
Back in the day, it's like we didn't care what you called me. Just call me.
That's right.
In that song. But now I just like, I don't even care. I'm evolving.
That's right.
I'm evolving. But you also said to me yesterday, you said, I have one goal right now and I feel like I failed it. I had one goal for last year.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember what that goal was?
Out of 20, I don't know what I failed.
You want to become technologically savvy.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I did. That was 2017's goal.
Yeah. And you said, I failed that goal.
You did. I did fail that goal.
And you said, I failed it, and I don't know what to do about it now because I'm just left.
I'm
over that goal, and I guess I'm left just going, do I just then submit to the fact that this technology has gotten bigger than me,
mm-hmm.
and therefore I'm the jitterbug girl?
Mm-hmm.
Or...
Right.
You know, what do I do?
Right.
And
I just moved it. You know, I have this board. It
right.
was my vision board. And basically, it's a vision of, like, disappointments.
You're right. You might as well call it disappointment board.
That's what it is. And so on the left side are things I'd like to learn and try. And I just keep gradually moving them over to the disappointed side. Because that's all I am right now is disappointed, disappointed, lonely,
yeah, disappointed,
hungry,
disappointed, resentful,
vengeful,
vengeful. Oh yeah, you're
angry.
Vengeful.
Oh,
angry.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And like people get off my lawn.
That's right.
Get off my lawn.
I mean, I don't know when I started hating children, but it happened. And silver sneakers.
Yeah, you hate the gamut. You hate everyone, really. You hate silver sneakers. And if you don't know what that is, that's just once you get to a certain age, you're allowed to go to any gym for free if your insurance lets you or something mm-hmm, like that. I don't mm-hmm, know. Mm-hmm. And it's called the Silver Sneakers Plan.
Yeah.
Could they come up with a worse name?
Yeah.
Silver Sneakers.
And then
they might as well call it, like, you know,
old people.
Like oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
what it ends up being is just old people farting.
Oh my God. I did not know this was an issue. Years ago, about a decade or two ago, Melissa and I were talking, my good friend Melissa, and she was doing in-home care or nursing home care. And she just loved old people. She just loved them. And she goes, oh, it was so funny, Julie. I was taking care of so-and-so, and it was... And I didn't know who these people were. And she's like, oh, yeah. And she goes, he just has a way of farting every time he steps. Like, every step he makes, he farts. And it's the funniest thing. Old people just fart all the time when they walk. And I'm like, in the back of my mind, I put this in the back of information.
Right.
Like, well, that's just odd. Hopefully,
just odd.
It's just Bernie that does this.
And hopefully, I'll never hear this word again, that old people farting thing.
Yeah, just continually fart while they walk.
Yeah.
And then, so then... Father went one time, I think it was last week or this, I think it was just this time. Mm-hmm. And he comes and goes, I go, what's going on? Why are you laughing or smiling? He goes, I literally just went to the bathroom and was by myself and, you know, farted.
The whole time.
And then I got up and literally I'm walking to you guys and I'm farting as I'm walking. And I thought, oh, he transitioned. So if you want to know the demarcation line, is that what it's called?
I don't know.
The line in the sand?
It's a pile of poop.
when you are considered old, and that is when you just walk and fart continuously. The pressure of putting weight on your heel somehow makes all the gas in your legs go up your legs and out your butt continuously.
But not like one, like, it's not like this. It's not like...
No,
it's like this. We're two dope girls, baby. Yeah,
it's
so
like
dope.
It's like a, you know, like a, you Walk. Know, it's like a beatbox. You know, I got a beat now.
That's what it is. You know, 40 years ago, they used to carry the boombox with them.
Yeah.
Now they don't need one.
They don't need one now.
Get their own.
Exactly. And they just go, when did this happen and why did this happen? And is it going to happen to me?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No, I will refuse to eat. I don't know. Well, that won't be fun. That'll be horrible.
What's so funny, though, is like when, like, you know, 10 years ago, you're making fun of those people that you are now.
Yes.
That's screwed up.
I kind of want to talk about this for one split second. We watched a really great comedy special called Chris Rock's Tambourine. Yeah. It was so sweet and funny, but not like roll on your floor funny.
What is it? R-O-F, roll on floor, L-M-A-O.
Laugh your ass off. Yeah. Kind of, yeah. Not that kind of funny. Because it
was that tech savvy of me, girl?
That was. Well, you are hip with the abbreviations. I'm not so hip with that. My brain doesn't work with that. I'm like, just spell out the damn word.
Well, we're playing Scrabble, and somebody will go S-R-Y-G-T-G, and just goes, I go, it's sorry, gotta go.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, got it. Sorry, gotta go. But anyway. Now I'm coughing. Thanks, girlfriend. But, and Chris Rock, he's talking about how he got divorced. And he's divorced now, and I won't go in the whole. You should watch the special on Netflix. It's really funny, but it's sweet. It's touching. It's just a touching story.
It's more than funny.
Yeah, it's more life and thinking and
you know. It's like, oh, guess what? Chris Rock grew up.
Yeah,
that's what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
He's like had some, you know, like when at the very end he goes, yeah, I got divorced. I was going to lose custody of my children. I had to move. I had to pay for her side of the divorce. I had to pay for people to get rid of all my money. And I just looked around the world and went, thank you, God. I've made it.
And it was funny because he talks about, too, how he bought a house a quarter mile away from his ex-wife's house so that he could be close to the kids. And the judge still said, and it's like a $1 million home. And he goes,
I've seen that home.
Huh?
Because Jerry Seinfeld picks him up at that home.
Oh, cool.
In the riding with cars.
Yes.
With comedians.
Yes.
For coffee.
Riding in cars with comedians for coffee. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and he talks about the judge saying, you know, I'm going to need pictures of the inside of your house and the beds the kids are going to sleep in. Make sure they got beds to sleep in. And I need to take a picture of your refrigerator, make sure you got food to eat. And he's like, who do you think I am? Yeah. What have you heard about me? What have you heard about me? That I'm Chris Brown? I mean, I'm Chris Rock. I make enough money. I'm buying my kids beds and I'm buying my kids foods. And we live in a $1 million home right across from the other $1 million home I bought for my wife. Okay. Right. We're okay. They have beds and they have food. And then you realize how crazy it all is, you know? And so he was very happy to find out that he does have custody, whatever that means.
Co-custody.
I have no idea. He wasn't specific on that.
Right. But it just meant that he had, you know, because he has kids.
Yeah. Because I'm guessing his ex-wife is not too happy with him.
At this point in time, I guess not.
But he talks about being divorced and then going to a party and noticing Rihanna is at the party. And he's like, I'm divorced. I'm going to go talk to Rihanna and kind of, you know, get my game on a little bit. And he walks over. And he says, do you ever come to that conclusion where you forget how old you are? I go, Rihanna couldn't look at me like I couldn't have been like the oldest grandpa in the room. She looked at me like I was the old uncle. Like who are you, old man?
That's exactly right.
And he's like,
He said something like, she looked at me like I didn't have a dick.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I was like, your old 85-year-old aunt.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I couldn't remember the lie, but and you get it because through your own eyes, you still feel youthful and you still feel like the world is your oyster, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And, but to a someone in their 20s or even, I don't know how old Rihanna is. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she's probably in her 20s still, but.
Oh, I bet.
I think she came on the scene when she was like 19, so. I really don't know how old
she is. It's funny though because I don't necessarily think that she's. I mean, I know she's nice looking, but I don't think of her as that hot.
Right.
I don't know why. I just don't know why.
Because you're not a 20-year-old boy.
But I do love Carly B.
Yeah.
Is that her name, Carly B?
I have no idea.
Oh, really? You don't know her?
I don't know her.
Oh. Okay, then
that name kind of sounds familiar, but yeah. I really don't. I'm not up with all that.
Okay, no, but the interesting thing about what is the one?
Was she the one that did a song of Bruno Mars?
She could be doing that stuff.
Okay,
but I've seen her like on award shows and stuff.
Yeah,
and she's this really beautiful woman.
Uh huh.
I mean, young girl, really,
right.
but very beautiful, and she always wears this, you know, gorgeous clothes, and you go, wow, here's somebody special. And then you say hello, and you know, and she talks like she's from the ghetto.
Yeah, you're like, what?
Whoa. And that's why, like, that Chris Rock said when, you know, police should, you know, kill some white people.
Yeah.
Like white boys.
Yeah.
Every once in a while. And then but people go to me like, well, how does he know which white boys to kill? They're listening to Carly B music.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, no?
No, I must have been out during that time.
You were out. You're out of it. God, Jill, you smoke so much dope. You don't even know how much weed you smoke.
That's right.
In between that, you do the edibles.
Exactly. I'm just high all the time. Not. I think I know who you're talking about. I remember.
You should look her up.
Yeah.
I bet if you heard her, and if you heard her, you would know why. Because
no, I think I heard
it's
her.
Like this, it's like it. Like you go, like, what's wrong with this picture?
Right.
There's this like gorgeous young woman, you know, dressed like, you know, Fifth Avenue.
Right.
Great hair, and then she talks, and it's total ghetto.
Right.
You know what that means? Like total ghetto.
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Like LL Cool J.
Is. Yeah.
Just kidding. I really like him. That's why I purposely wear one leg and my pants up.
That's right.
And I remember, fart as I walk.
Exactly.
It's a statement.
It is. It is a statement. And I know who you're talking about. And I think she said, I think she came on the red carpet and she said, I feel so excited in my head and in my vagina.
Yes.
And I go,
yes.
Okay. So she's very sailor-like, you know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. A sailor-like.
Ghetto's a little too rough for me, girlfriend.
Ghetto's too much.
A little bit.
Oh, please.
But I gotcha. Okay, so I could suggest if we're gonna rate it, Sherpa hats, we're gonna give it for the
Chris Rock special.
Yes.
Oh,
just see it. It was good.
Just see it.
I don't believe he got $40 million for that either, unless Netflix has just got so much money.
What?
Supposedly he got $40 million to do two comedy specials, and I'm like, no, that doesn't seem right.
It wasn't that good, people.
But I'm thinking of this. Unless their comedy specials are what brings people to stay,
uh-huh.
You know, I don't know
Netflix.
To Netflix.
I mean, they're basically giving Netflix away if you buy a phone.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Exactly.
To me, now I saw a good movie. Julie and I both did, called. Logan Lucky.
Yes.
Logan Lucky.
Yeah, Logan Lucky.
And it was such a good movie. And we looked it up, and Amazon did that movie.
Yes.
Now there's an uppercomer.
Guess what? And I said, Amazon. Yes, who would have thought Amazon.
Screw Netflix. Amazon.
What's really great about that is that the movie that I saw last night was done by Amazon Studios as well, The Big Sick.
Was it really?
Yeah. And so you're talking to me about, because we have watched a few extra movies this last couple of weeks because we've been so sick.
That's right.
And you said to me, you know what? I think you need to see this movie. I know you don't have time, but I think you should see this movie. I'm like, okay.
And I told you the one line that I thought was so cute.
And I said, I'm going to see this movie because I have this one line. And that was, you said, it's like, you know, it's like Ocean 7-Eleven. And I thought, oh, I'm seeing this movie. You don't tell me anymore.
I got it. You got it.
And then I'm watching it. And at the end, I go, oh, it was directed by Soderbergh, who directed all the Ocean's 11 movies.
I did not know that.
And I thought, obviously, he did this movie, and it was so good.
And I did not know that. And that when you told me that, it really put everything full circle.
It kind of was like this hillbilly Ocean's 7-Eleven.
Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11. And the great thing about it was it was really like a culture shock as well, because like everything else in the world, you've got people who are struggling to just literally they're living in shacks.
Right.
And you've got their counterparts who are living in $500,000 homes, and they've been able to make it. And they're still figuring out how to, you know, they get fired from the local job because their knee hurts.
And like they can't drink the water, but they can shower in it.
Yes, exactly. Right. And so you see, you know, you see the hillbilliness of it all, and you're just going, I get that. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
And you know where the divide is crossing, and you go, this divide of the next 20 years is going to get further and further apart.
Oh, I know, honey.
And so, but really, if you want just a fun ride.
Yeah.
And if you want to see British, like James Bond, Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
He was in
it. Did you believe that?
Yeah. He was in it, and I love his hillbilly talk.
Daniel Craig and Channing Tatum, or Tatum Channing?
One of those two. He was in it. They all look like they're all beefy.
They're beefy.
Like this is their in-between movie.
Yeah.
In-between having to starve themselves to do a real movie.
Yes, and they're all beefy.
And
I loved it.
Who's the guy that's now on the Star Wars movies? He was also in...
Seth MacFarlane?
Oh, no, that's not it, but he was in it.
Uh-huh.
I hate it. He's in it, and you'll be surprised. So if you don't look, because when I saw that he was in it, I had to replay it.
Where's Seth MacFarlane?
And I had because they said, oh, and Seth MacFarlane. I'm like, who is he? And so I went to the cast. I'm like, oh, my God, it was him.
Well, we love right now, because like you said, we've been watching a lot of TV being down for these last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
You turned me on to... Modern Family Guy and American Dad.
Yes.
And oh my God, I love Seth MacFarlane now.
Yeah.
And I love those two shows. And then when I realized that Seth was this guy, I go, oh my God, he's using his Stewie accent.
Yes, exactly. With a little more British accent to it. And you look at it and you're going, this movie represents so much, because he comes in. Since you've already told who he was, you know, because I want everybody to be surprised. But he comes
in as
the rich YouTuber who's rich for no reason.
Right.
Just for being obnoxious.
Right.
And recording himself being obnoxious, mm-hmm. and really hurting the rest of the world while he's being obnoxious. But saying, hey, I get to be obnoxious to you, and I'll put you on my YouTube channel, and maybe you get more customers.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like harassment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, oh, yeah. I got to take
They
nailed it.
They nailed that.
It's like, I got to take this harassment so that I can possibly get more customers to make it, because you get to come in here and be mean to me.
Right.
And then videotape it and like, oh, it's so funny.
I mean,
so
that, if
hysterical.
You see that movie, you will see almost every stereotype like that.
And you go, I get it. Yeah. And so it's funny, because I think these smaller movies, they don't have to play to the big, you know, summer blockbusters or the real cerebral type. They get to have fun.
Yeah.
And there's no better way than really attacking the stereotypes of the society that we have now.
Right.
It's like, these are just truly slices of life that we have now, even though it might not be true. Mm-hmm. But like, just the fact that Kylie Jenner's baby is named Stormy Webster. Really, Stormy Webster?
Really?
Stormy Webster.
Remember Webster, the little guy?
Yes. I would tell you.
What you talking about, Willis?
I mean, like, immediately, unless she named her kid before that story broke, once that story broke, I would have immediately, you know, changed it, yeah. my name. However, with Trump. But
maybe you call it Wormy Webster.
Stormy. Just switched it out. Or Webster Stormy.
Yeah. Anything.
On the other hand, though, maybe it represents the real culture of the times, which is yes. it's stormy.
Yeah. It's stormy out.
It's always stormy out.
One of the
out.
Things that...
I mean, would you name your kid Stormy? I would think that would be setting them up no. emotionally to yeah. have a crappy, volatile life.
Honey, that kid's not going to have a
crappy, volatile life.
Kid is not.
I know. What am I thinking of?
What the fuck, Julie?
Yeah, I know. Really? Well, who am I?
It's a Kardashian. Yeah,
she's a 20-year-old billionaire.
Yeah.
What am I talking about?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Stop it, Julie.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I'm going to throw...
I know. I'm wrong. I can't believe I even said that.
I'm going to interject this thing because one of the things that we've... You know, we're coaches, among other things. But one of the things that we have discovered lately, and this has been our motto for a while... And I'm just going to toss this out because it's so brilliant. Mm-hmm. And here it is. You can take this that I'm going to tell you, and you can just work with it this whole year. Here it is. What used to work for you
right.
most likely does not work for you.
Right.
And what will work for you most likely still won't work for you right now.
Right.
You've got to discover
what
that
works.
Which works for you right now yeah. to get to where you need to go.
Right.
Because you can't implement what will be working for you at this moment.
And you can't implement what had worked knowing that you've been still doing it and it's not working.
Working anymore.
It's so funny you say that.
So
yeah.
Julie and I have discovered this.
Yeah.
And this is what we've been writing about. And
it hasn't been told to us directly.
No.
It's been, we've been reading and hearing and then having evidence. And I go, you know what? What has worked in the past no longer works. And I don't know what's going to work in the future, but right now I have to choose what's working right now.
Right. And you have to find that.
And sometimes that takes bravery.
It does.
And trial and error a little bit.
Right. And I think that a lot of that is sort of reflected in the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
And you're going to help me with this because I'm going to – every once in a while I talk about Jim Baker because it really messes me up.
Right.
But – 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, go in the bathroom,
yeah.
He's on, and he's saying, "You people, let me read the Bible to you."
Right.
And he talks about the woman at the well. Do you remember her?
Yeah.
She's at the well, and all these men are gathering around her, and they want to stone her because she slept with many men that aren't her husband.
Right.
And so then Jesus comes and tells the men, he writes something in the sand, and it's been said that what he's writing is the names of all the men that she slept with, that and many of them are in the stoning circle.
Uh-huh.
And then Jesus says, you know, this is a red letter, he who is without sin among you, to the men, you can cast the first stone.
Right.
They want to stone her, and they all just sheepishly walk away.
Right.
And then he tells her, none of these men, you know, and she goes, no. And he goes, neither will I, but go and sin no more.
Right.
So that's the story Jim Baker tells. And he goes right into saying that there's no reason why these men should be losing their businesses and having all this stuff when they should be forgiven.
Right. And have restoration.
Have restoration for...
Restorative justice is what they, I think, you know.
And... At that moment, my jaw just dropped.
Yeah.
Because I've been pissed at him anyway because we ordered something from him
yeah.
and did not get it. It was
right.
like in November and December and January and February.
Yep. And we did get our refund finally. Thank God. Thank God. Thank you, God.
Yeah, but did we get it with interest?
No. Exactly. No.
He used that money?
Well, here's the deal with that whole story.
How, I don't know. It just makes me mad.
Yeah. How dare he? First of all, it's a poor metaphor.
A poor, but worked for them.
And you're like,
lots
oh,
of
yeah.
applause. Lots
these
of applause.
These men shouldn't lose. I'm like, first of all, what a lot of these men are doing. You can't, let's just take Harvey Weinstein, for instance. He was a rapist. This woman here did not willy-nilly go around raping men, okay?
No.
Didn't do that.
No.
You know, and you're just going like, if they did something illegal, like rape women or men, they rape men and women.
It's a crime.
It's a crime. And yeah. also, there's assault involved. You know, they should be, I think criminal charges should be pressed. And if the end result is, and this idea of losing your business, I got the problem.
That was horrible.
Well, I don't know what that means exactly. Harvey Weinstein, he didn't have a business. It's a corporation, and he has stockholders,
But I'll tell you what, I know you're thinking about him, but I think in my mind he was referring to that Porter guy, because Trump said to about him, well, I hope he's a good guy, he's smart, honorable, loyal. I hope he can find a good career or something. Or
right,
he mentioned that he should be able to go forward
right
in his business life.
Yes, he's the one that
that's what I was feeling.
He had two wives that said that he was a wife beater. And he was dating now the 29-year-old woman that was
Hope Hicks.
Yeah, Hope Hicks. Got it. And the whole point was, it's interesting because I still don't understand, it's just not a good metaphor.
No, it's not a good metaphor. You don't know. It doesn't fit in your brain, right?
No.
Because even if you turn the woman at the well into a guy who has all these accusers.
Yes.
And wants to stone him.
Yeah.
Jesus says, wait a minute now. If all of you didn't sin, maybe then you can think about it. But you've sinned. So you've got to really put it in your brain. And see, I know there's a lot of guys on death row that have found Jesus.
Yeah.
And more power to them. And they're going to go to heaven. But they're still going to get the death penalty.
Right.
Because while Jesus forgives.
Yeah.
And all of that, the law of the land.
Yes.
You still got to give unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's.
Yep.
And unto God the things that are God's.
Well, and you told me too that you said to me one time, you said, hey, a drunk driver who gets caught drunk driving, typically, the statistics show that they've probably driven drunk 10 to 15 times, if not even more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you get caught doing something bad, you've done it many times before without getting caught.
That's right.
And without getting the consequences.
Right.
Porter beat his wife once, and then supposedly, women don't. I don't believe women go, oh, yeah, I'm going to accuse a man that I had loved and married of beating me. It's mm-hmm. not like you feel, mm-hmm. I would feel ashamed about that. Mm-hmm. This is nothing I would want to do.
Exactly.
And if he had, quote unquote, if it's to get money from the guy, well, how much money does this guy have? And if he's got this kind of money, he'll be fine. He'll figure it out.
Yeah.
He'll buy a couple, he'll buy a McDonald's somewhere.
I know, but there's got to be some kind of old boy circle that these guys are just somehow...
they're jerking themselves off, saying it's all going to be... Yeah, we shouldn't be...
Dad was saying to me... Were you with me when Dad was saying that we're going to have the ability to just, change the truth or make it... With CGI, you can put anybody's head on something and make it look... I understood what he was saying, because this is what, the Trump's people have been saying. Well, that's not my voice hear on that bus tape, that's somehow manufactured. So nothing is real anymore.
Right.
And they count on that.
Yeah.
They count on you being so snookered, and I just hope that people know.
Right.
That they're being snookered.
No, they don't know, because at some point, for most people, for me, I've come to the realization that everything can be twisted to match your narrative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're a good debater, if you're a master debater,
it's
which Trump, I hear, is. No, no, just kidding. Not really.
I don't know. And then you go, okay, that's one way, but it does feel sad that there is the absence of truth out there. But I'm going to change subjects a little bit and kind of go to a sad story, about the shooting in Florida that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately the narrative for the Republicans was, oh, we need more mental health money. It was a mental health problem, not a gun problem. And then the liberal narrative is, why do we have people having assault rifles and able to shoot off so many guns?
Mm-hmm.
And then some people are like, every teacher should be packing. And I'm like, oh my God. And I don't know any of that stuff except that it's it's worrisome, no doubt about it. And I believe you need to try something to see if it changes at all. Mm-hmm. Because by not doing anything, mm-hmm. changes nothing.
Well, I 100% agree. And we do have, I know that there are other countries in the world that are not America, but we do have models of other countries that have done something.
Australia was one of them.
Something.
They had mass results. Shootings, and the president, who was conservative against his party line, immediately said, banned assault rifles. Mm-hmm. Banned them. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just no point. Yeah.
How difficult is it to go money, guns, children?
Yeah.
How difficult is it to choose your own motherfucking kids?
I don't know how difficult. I mean, and the kids will decide. Once they start, I would assume that would have already happened by now. But I don't know why it hasn't, you know, but they'll be the ones that will have to fix this problem or legislate it out, mm-hmm. because for whatever reason, our politicians are inept. They don't do.
They're just in the money pocket
of everything. And they don't, nobody does anything. It's interesting because I will say this. So like when a plane crash happens, we haven't had plane crashes. You know, back when I was growing up, I mean, it was not uncommon to hear about a plane crash. And it was like everybody died and it was mm-hmm. just tragic. Mm-hmm. But they would take the information and they would make the planes better. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was almost like you find out what happened and decide that that was not going to happen again. Mm-hmm. How do we fix this mm-hmm. so that no other plane would ever have this happen mm-hmm. again? Mm-hmm. And I think by doing so, we've come to the place where really we don't hear about it very often. Mm-hmm. We don't treat that with any other way. Like if we treated that with gun shootings in mm-hmm. schools or mm-hmm. anything, we go, mm-hmm. okay, what are something we can just do right now? Mm-hmm. What is just one thing that we can do?
I
was going to say one thing real quick. I want to say one thing. Like they said that somebody had called into the FBI office.
That's what I was going to say, mention.
And I feel like, and they said they dropped the ball on it, whatever that means. I don't know. We don't know the whole story about that.
No, but at least they were honorable.
That's what I felt. I thought the first thing I thought was, thank you for being open and honest, because you could have been like, deny, retell a different story,
lie.
And instead, you said,
manned up,
drop it. I'm like, okay, great. Yeah. Now let's figure out why this happened, because all I know for
that's
sure
how
is we're all
forensics
human.
Work.
Yeah, we're all human. There's a mistake made. No one's blaming you for the shooting mm-hmm. because the only person we should blame is this guy. Mm-hmm. And then we all had parts in it. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, he had a mental illness. We all knew he did. You know, mm-hmm. where as a society, where did we all drop the ball mm-hmm. to the situation?
Well,
to come true.
That's exactly right, because I did read that. One of the times that the cops were called, a social worker had to go, and I don't know if it was a man or woman, but decided that he was not going to hurt anybody. So, I mean, there's been red flags many, 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 many times. And I think that's probably a good place to begin.
Yeah.
If you look back at some of these major shootings, except for that guy in Las Vegas, he basically had no history.
No history.
Which might even be something as well.
Yeah.
But if there's some red flags,
right,
then don't sell a gun to that person.
And what we do know is I believe the person in Florida got the gun illegally.
Oh, really?
And you go, okay, well, how did that happen? Mm-hmm. We know that gun shows have a real, you don't have to have a background check to buy a gun at a gun show.
Mm. Really?
That's totally, if I'm hearing this correctly, that just seems crazy. I know that the laws in Indiana are less strict than the laws in Illinois. Where we
live. That's where. That's
so you can go to Indiana, buy your gun
come across.
And so, you know.
Thank you, Mike Pence.
Yeah, thank you. So we need to have a bigger global problem. We need to do one thing to see if it works, and then keep doing something to mm-hmm. see if it affects change.
Well, that is exactly right. But I know your point. And this is, as coaches, we make this point all the time. You must do some action.
Yeah.
It may not be the perfect action.
Right.
But it will be enough action that you'll see results. You'll be able to tweak it this way or to that way.
Yeah.
And then you could have another action.
Yeah.
And this way you move the needle. If you do nothing because you've got money flowing into your pockets,
mm-hmm.
then we know what the outcome will be.
Exactly. And so, you know, and if I hear one more time, this is not a time to politicalize anything. I'm like, really? Because
everything is.
Everything is. And when it suits you, you politicalize, whatever it's called, everything. So off that subject, because we don't have much time left. We only got about 5 minutes left. I know. What?
Wait, what?
Best fast hour in the whole world, right?
I still got more bitching to do, though.
I know you do. It's your bitching bucket is filled, and it's only like a third emptied. And I know this is like the hour that we spend that, you know, you feel like the pressure then is lifted, and that bucket is less for you to carry all
right,
week long.
Right, and I can, that's right.
Fill it up again.
I fill it up all week.
Yeah, so something very odd happened to me last night. So, you know, Doug's brother is development delayed, you know, and so we took care of him last night. He doesn't really need to be taken care of. He just needs to be somebody there. And so it was great because he was very talkative with me, and he wanted to show me his house and all that stuff. It was great. And I made dinner. But Doug and I ended up watching Up, that cartoon, about the guy who goes to Paradise Island, and he takes with him like this little boy who's trying to get his last badge, which is to help a senior citizen. And he jumps on board his house to go to Paradise Island, and they meet up with a dog named Doug. And it all happens because his mom, the old man's wife, dies. And it's a great movie. And then afterwards, we debate about what movie to watch, and he wanted to rent a movie. And after complaining and bitching, and he goes, whatever you want, Julie, we'll watch. And he does this to me every effing time.
I know.
I said, I want to watch The Big Sick. And he goes, great. Now, if it's awful, it's your fault. I go, you do this to me every single time. It's my choice for the movie. Then you always say, hey, if it sucks, it's your problem.
That's why he's passive aggressive.
And his name, the guy on there was Kamali. Can't read it. Nanajani, maybe. sorry, I don't have my little smaller glasses on. But if you saw him, you go, oh, I know this guy. Famous comedian. I don't know how funny he would be because he's got such a sweet demeanor about him, or quiet demeanor. And so I've never seen his comedy specials, but I know he's a comedian. I know he's acted. I mean, I've seen him around. And so Doug and I were really like impressed with this movie. It was so good, and we laughed several times. And what was sweet about it, he's an Uber driver as well. And what I liked about it too, it was explicit sexually without being like gratuitous. Like he has sex with the girl he's going to date right off the bat, first night out. But we don't really see anything, you know, it's like we don't see anything, but we know it's going to happen, and then it's done, and they talk, and then they get intimate and start talking, which I guess that's the new rules
now.
That's
the new rule, right?
Back in my day, you had to get through.
You
the
had to
talking,
get intimate first,
yeah,
know that
and
person,
then get naked. But now it's like, no, get naked, get out of the way,
get
first.
It out of the way.
Yeah,
it's just so messy. Just get out of the way.
Get out of the way. I'm like, all right, so that was great. And he comes from a family from Pakistan. And he's doing a one-man show as well. And his mom wants to fix him up with a Pakistani woman. Like, he has to marry a Pakistani woman. If you want to talk, you could have, but thank you.
I'm listening for the rest of the story.
Okay. I'm not drinking some water. But, and so there's no, you know, and then during this time, they break up because she finds out that he's been hiding a secret, which is he has not told his parents about her because he has to marry a Pakistani woman.
He has to?
And deep down, he does not feel, even though he loves her or enjoys her, he can't see a future with her.
Oh, my gosh.
His parents will disown him. And so they break up. And it's a terrible break. She feels totally betrayed, which she should, because in her mind, she's having this...
Yeah.
This future with him. They're getting really close. They're having this future. And in his mind, he still hasn't committed. In his mind, he's enjoying the moment. But in the back of his mind, I still going to have to marry a Pakistani woman eventually.
Wow.
You know? And so that goes down bad.
That's like reliving my history.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Been there, done that.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, he goes, we're almost out of time, but he goes to, they're broken up, and he gets a phone call saying, hey, this is Jesse. And he's like, who's Jesse? He goes, I'm Emily's friend. I go, she's really sick and in the hospital right now, and I have to go because I got finals. Could you please just go to the emergency room and make sure she's okay? Because somebody's got to be with her. And then, he goes, and the doctor goes, comes out real fast and says, hey, are you her boy? Are you her husband? Because if you're her husband, we need you to sign this paperwork right now because she's not doing well and we got to induce a coma and we got to incubate her. And I need you to sign this. And he's like, are you her husband? And he's like, and he goes, we need you to sign this. And he just signs it anyway. And I remember exactly when Doug went to the emergency room. And they're like looking at me like, are you his wife? I go, I'm his long-term girlfriend. He goes, we need you to sign this because we got to take care of him. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'll just sign away. You know? And because I remember that because they just needed some kind of,
signature.
Like, please, let's take, somebody. And then later on they go, you need to call her parents because this is not going well.
What's wrong with her?
She has a major infection in her lungs.
Oh, God.
And then it goes to her heart and everything. And
does she die?
No.
She doesn't die?
No.
Thank God.
Yeah. They're actually, it's a real true story.
Yeah.
So
does she die?
No.
Okay. I know you won't want to spoil it.
That was a spoiler
for me.
Yes, not knowing.
No, it would spoil it if I knew she was dead. Then I don't need to see that.
No, she doesn't die. Okay. Yeah, happy ending all the way around.
Okay, good.
Worth seeing happy ending all the way around.
Because I don't like bad
But there
endings.
Was a moment in there, they really talked about, I think, cultural things going on right now. Also, it was filmed in Chicago. And
oh, really?
Yeah, so that was really sweet.
Yeah, that movie that I saw, Office Christmas Party 2, is filmed in Chicago.
Exactly. And he talks about, one scene he gets caught crying, I think, or something about crying, and he goes, I'm not crying. What do you think this is? The first 15 minutes of Up? And I'm like, oh my God. And Doug and I looked at each other like, did he just say reference Up that we
Wait,
just,
what?
I know, we just watched Up. And Doug literally looked at me one time during Up and he goes, are you crying? I go, yes, I'm crying during Up. Who cares?
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't cry during Up? This is like the most tear-jerking story ever. Up is so archetypal.
Yes.
I mean, from his journey that he takes and how at one point he has to remove everything from his home to get enough lift to keep moving on his journey.
Yes.
He has to lighten the load. And at one point he's with his, he has to get rid of these dogs. And what does he have with him? He has the balls on his walker that he throws.
Yes.
He has everything he needed on his journey.
Yes.
And it's like, this is such a great effing movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love this movie.
Yeah.
And of course Doug goes, you love it because the dog's name is Doug. I'm like, you're right, Doug.
Sure.
It's all about you.
It's always all about you.
So
Julie, how
yes
am I gonna,
on Up?
Yes.
Yes on the Big Sick?
Yes.
And how?
Yes on Logan Lucky?
Yes. And no on sexual harassment?
Yes.
No.
No on sexual harassment?
No on yes ageism?
On, yes on... What will work for you now may not have worked for you then, and what will work for you in the future may not work for you now. Keep thinking about that. Keep tilling the soil on that one.
Yep. And it was, how was the show today, girlfriend?
Oh, you're going to ask me how the show was? I'm going to say great.
It was great. It was great. It was great.